Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
The surge in flu cases, which has seen nearly 700 children hospitalised this winter and which has prompted the HSE to open walk-in vaccination clinics for children, generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Examiner. HSE figures related to the number of people in hospital in November generate the lead story in the Irish Independent, which runs with the line that of 599 patients in hospital who were fit to leave but couldn't be discharged because of a lack of suitable step-down care, 47 patients had been deemed ready for discharge at least 6 months earlier. Someone who has just been discharged from hospital, Alejandro Mizan, the little boy who was savagely attacked by a pit bull terrier near his home in Wexford 6 weeks ago, is featured on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. The nine-year-old, whose face is still disfigured from the attack, is pictured surrounded by his family in the sun alongside the headline, "I'm so happy to be home." The Irish Daily Mail leads with the story about how the state paid €23 million to the toll company in charge of Limerick Tunnel and €5.4 million to the company responsible for the M3 for the fall off in traffic during the pandemic. Although clauses in the operators' contracts allow for them to be compensated if traffic falls below a certain level, the controller and auditor general, Seamus McCarthy, has told the Public Accounts Committee that the state may not have been obliged to make the payments since the terms of the contracts don't cover medical emergencies. The Belfast Telegraph carries a story about former senior PSNI officer, ex-chief superintendent Emma Bond, who served with the police force in Northern Ireland for 23 years and received an MBE for services to policing and the community before leaving to join the Scottish Police Force last February, who is now taking an industrial tribunal case against the PSNI. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on an attack carried out by five men armed with a crowbar, sledgehammer and baseball bats in Ballymoney in County Antrim on Monday night, which left two men and a woman in hospital. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times reports on an increase in the price of the pint by 12 cent from next month, while the price of a stamp is going up by 10 cent to £1.35. The Examiner carries an update on 22-year-old Shane Carney, who we're told is no longer critical and is responding well to treatment at Beaumont Hospital following the attack on Irish troops in which Private Sean Rooney was killed in Lebanon last month. In terms of pictures, the Times runs with the silhouette image of two of the participants in the BT Young Scientists and Technology exhibition at the RDS in Dublin, which opens to the public from tomorrow. The picture in the front of The Independent is of the one customer in the queue at Waterstones in Piccadilly in London at midnight last night to buy a copy of Prince Harry's book. And finally, the Irish Examiner runs with a lovely picture of musician Seamus Begley in the sitting room of the house he grew up in Ballydavid, County Kerry, following his death this week at the age of 73.